So Samford basketball, fresh shot clock for the Dogs now. 2:05 to play. They're down by two, 67-65. Inbound to Wooten, who hands to King between the circles. Andy gives it to Merritt, right wing, now to Bedwell. To Andy at the right elbow. Davis comes out. Instead, Wooten goes right wing. Gregg with 18 to shoot. Davis left side for Merritt. To King at the left elbow, right side for Bedwell. Josh with a head fake, drives, leaves it for Andy. He's got a three-pointer that's good. Andy King, 14. Bulldogs up by one. Lead change number five at the 129 mark. The three by AK has the Dogs in front, and a timeout for head coach Brooks Thompson, who wants to talk it over with his Roadrunners. The Bulldog faithful across the way are on their feet. As we mentioned, a nice contingent of Bulldogs are here. The Davis family from Lubbock, Texas, sent a couple of representatives, as did the Fridays, who came all the way from Dallas up around the Grapevine, Texas area. And we got the Merritts here, too. I know I saw, we mentioned the Fridays. Yes, off the Friday folks, they were here as well. So a good contingent. I'd say we got at least 20, 25 Samford faithful across the way on their feet, cheering the Bulldogs, who have taken a 68-67 lead with 1:29 left. Trying to knock off the Roadrunners here at UTSA, a club that's won 18 straight non-conference games here at home. Devin Gibson with the inbounds out of the timeout. He'll drive in the lane, draw the foul, and shoot two. Bedwell will be charged with it. Will that be three on Josh? That'll be four on Josh. Eighth team foul, but this is a two-shot chance for Devin Gibson. Gibson knocks the first down. Ties us at 68. Gibson, a perfect 6 of 6 from the stripe. He's trying to jinx him, but it didn't work. He's got 13 and another lead change. 69-68 with 1:20 to play. Dogs down by one. King to Wooten. Right side for Merritt. Jeffrey picks up the dribble, needs help. Davis comes out to get him. Now to Bedwell off the left wing. Bedwell between the arcs. With 1 minute to play. Inside, they found Bedwell underneath. He's in with the trees, but finds a way to get it up and in. Bulldogs have the lead, 70-68. And another timeout for Jimmy Tillett. 70-69 it is, pardon me, a one-point lead. The Bedwell bucket comes at the 57.4-second mark. Bedwell leads the Bulldogs with 21 points and has them on top at 70-69. Bulldog head coach Jimmy Tillett giving about half of his attention to his team and about half of it towards the officials here. Still not happy with a couple of calls. But now the Bulldogs get his full attention. With 57.4 seconds remaining, Bulldogs have battled back from what was a 13-point second-half deficit. Have taken the lead and swapped it back and forth with the Roadrunners here in the late going. But Samford on top now with a Josh Bedwell 2-point layup from the forest. He was surrounded by Franklin and Hill, 6'6 and 6'8. And somehow 6 foot, Josh Bedwell managed to get the bucket inside. So UTSA will inbound. 57.4 on the game clock. 35 on the shot clock as they inbound. So regardless of what happens here, Bulldogs should get the basketball at least one more time. Hill will inbound to Gibson. Dogs set up that matchup zone defense with Wooten and Bedwell. Davis, Merritt, and King. Gibson goes all the way to the lane, puts up the left-hander, rims out, no good, but he's fouled and will shoot two. The foul on Wooten, Greg's third, team's ninth. Two shots for Devin Gibson. The senior from Houston, Texas, a perfect eight. Make it 7 of 7 from the stripe. He's got 13 points. And he's hit another. 14 on the evening. We're tied at 70 with 50.3. A second free throw for Gibson could give the Roadrunners the lead. And does. He's got 15. He's a perfect 9 of 9 from the stripe. And it's 71-70. A 15-second differential, maybe about 14 seconds, actually. Game clock to shot clock. Davis for three, right side, rims out. Merritt has the offensive rebound. And now just a 2-second differential. Bulldogs with Wooten. Right side. 30 seconds to play. Left side off the glass. Misses. And Hill has the rebound. And a foul by Merritt with 25 seconds left. And it's a foul on Gibson, which you hate to do. You hate to send the guy who's 9 for 9 from the line to the stripe, but that's what we'll do. Tenth team foul, so double bonus for UTSA, and two shots for Gibson. He came in a 75% free throw shooter, 46 of 61 coming in, but is now 9 for 9 tonight. 10 for 10. Roadrunners will call a 30-second timeout with 25 seconds remaining. They now have a 2-point lead at 72-70. And Gibson will attempt to make it a 3-point lead. Possession arrow favors the Roadrunners. Both teams in the double bonus now. Devin Gibson, the senior from Houston, Texas, three-time Southland Conference all-conference selection. Another free throw attempt. It is good. Give him 17. And it's a three-point game. 73-70. Wooten to King. The Dogs need a three. Bedwell with 15 seconds to play. Merritt, right wing. Merritt to Davis. Now 8 seconds left. Josh will take a three and hit it. Oh, my goodness. Davis with a desperation three and a traveling call on UTSA with 4.5 seconds left. Davis with a desperation three from the left wing that goes down. He's got 17, and the Dogs have tied it at 73 and have to inbound with 4.5 left. Wooten from the baseline into King underneath. Andy is fouled and will shoot two with 2.8 seconds left. The foul on Tyler Wood will send Andy King to the line. The Omaha, Nebraska native, not quite going home yet, but what a way to head that way. We're going to Omaha tomorrow. And Andy has a chance to send the Dogs there as winners. First rims out, no good. Still tied, 73 all, with 2.8 seconds remaining. Andy's second free throw. It's good. Dogs lead. And the final timeout here called by Brooks Thompson, the UTSA head coach. Bulldogs have taken the lead, 74-73, on the free throw by Andy King. The Josh Davis three forced the tie. Then the Dogs force the turnover on the Roadrunner inbound. Inbounded themselves. Wooten into King right underneath the basket. Andy drew the foul. Missed the first free throw, but hit the second to put Samford up 74-73 with 2.8 seconds remaining. And the Bulldog defense is the topic of conversation across the way right now. Jimmy Tillett huddled with his assistants, Paul Kelly, Lee Burgess, Terrence Johnson. Got managers Isaiah Gresham and Noah Mosley in that huddle, along with Brandon Evans, the assistant athletic trainer. And Stephen Kelly, son of assistant head coach Paul Kelly, in the huddle and on the trip with us this weekend as well. Maybe Stephen's our lucky charm. Bulldogs will set up defensively. UTSA is yet to break the huddle. Head coach Brooks Thompson will do so now. Dogs with Peterson, Wooten, Bedwell, Davis, and Merritt on the floor. UTSA with Hill, Williams, Gibson, Pay, and Franklin. Franklin will work the inbounds. Dogs will not defend him. He'll run the midfloor and throw midcourt, and the pass is picked off by Merritt, who throws it up. No good. Buzzer sounds. Dogs have come to San Antonio and picked up the win. And Brooks Thompson is all over the officials as they leave the building. Jeffrey Merritt intercepted the pass, threw it off the rim, and nearly went down. The rebound caught by yours truly. I'm holding the game ball. Courtside as the Dogs walk away a 74-73 winner as they knock off the Roadrunners from the University of Texas at San Antonio. What a game, and what a Russell Athletic locker room report to come. Bulldogs head to the locker room, high fives all the way as Samford has the 74-73 win. A quick timeout, and we'll come back for that Russell Athletic locker room report after this on the Samford Sports Network.
This broadcast of the Samford Bulldogs is made possible by Alabama Power, proud to serve as an official corporate sponsor of the Samford Sports Network. Providing electricity to more than 1.4 million customers across the state, you'll find us online at alabamapower.com. This broadcast is also supported by Russell Athletic, proud to serve as an official corporate sponsor of the Samford Sports Network. Outfitting America's athletes for more than 100 years, Russell Athletic, online at russellathletic.com.
Coca-Cola is proud to serve as an official corporate sponsor of the Samford Sports Network. Bringing you Dasani Water, Powerade, and the full line of Coca-Cola products, we're here to say Go Bulldogs. Coca-Cola, open happiness. This Bulldog broadcast is also made possible by the official restaurant partners of Samford Athletics, including Domino's Pizza, Firehouse Subs, Full Moon Barbecue, Giano's Italian Deli, Hamburger Heaven, Mafiosa's Pizzeria, and Qdoba Mexican Grill. Thanks to the Samford Athletics official restaurant partners.
Welcome to Bulldog Country. I'm Garrett Rice, director of Samford University's Bulldog Club. You know, it takes a lot to build an athletic program, especially one that produces the kind of student athletes we can boast about here at Samford. We're talking about a group of over 300 young men and women who perform at the highest levels, both on the field of play and in the classroom. Now, they have to do their part, whether it's with the weights or with the books, but there's also something you can do to help them be their best. Your financial support of the Bulldog Club helps to ensure that our student-athletes have access to every tool they need to be successful. Plus, you'll enjoy an assortment of great benefits from preferred seating and parking to exclusive access to pregame events and Bulldog Club apparel. Look for more information at the Bulldog Club page at sanfordsports.com or call 205-726-4217. That's 205-726-4217.
Dogs win! Dogs win! Dogs win at the University of Texas at San Antonio. Samford comes through with a dramatic victory A free throw from Andy King with 2.8 seconds left. The difference as the Dogs knock off the Roadrunners by a final of 74-73. Mike Grace, glad to have you aboard as we crank up the Russell Athletic Locker Room Report. And what a doozy. Not quite sure where to start. Bulldogs and Roadrunners swapped the lead a couple of times early in this contest. A couple of lead changes, a couple of ties early. The last tie came at the 13-13 mark early in the game. I think Samford had a three-point lead at 11-8 with 13:55 to play first half. Again, a 13-13 tie later, and the Roadrunners would go on a seven-point run to take a 20-13 lead. The Dogs would actually draw within three at 33-30, but the Roadrunners would get the last two buckets of the first half, both three-pointers, and stretch the lead to nine. After the break, Bulldogs would come out and watch the Roadrunners stretch the lead out to a game-high 13. They led it at 49-36 before the Bulldogs stormed back to tie the game at 59. So at that point, a 23-10 run got the Dogs back in the game. It was tied at 61. It was tied again at 65. Was tied again at 68. Was tied again at 70. And from that point, with 50.3 seconds left, free throws by UTSA's Devin Gibson would give the Roadrunners a 73-70 lead. The Bulldogs were down by three with under a minute to go, but would get a desperation three-pointer from Josh Davis to tie the game with under 10 seconds to go. And then, as UTSA tried to inbound, the Bulldogs drew a turnover. They forced a traveling call. Bulldogs would get to inbound on their offensive end. Greg Wooten got it into Andy King, who went to the basket, was fouled, and had two chances to shoot free throws with 2.8 seconds left. He missed the first, but with the pressure on, the senior from Omaha, Nebraska came through, knocked down the second to put the Bulldogs up 74-73. Head coach Brooke Thompson would call a timeout for UTSA, set up a play, but the Roadrunners would elect to try a mid-court pass that was intercepted by Jeffrey Merritt, and he flung it toward the Bulldog basket as the buzzer sounded. So 74-73 is the final. The Bulldogs led by Josh Bedwell off the bench with 21 points. Josh goes 6 of 12 overall, 5 of 8 from three-point land, 4 of 5 from the free-throw line, and throws in three rebounds and a couple of assists as well. 17 points from Josh Davis, none bigger than that late three that tied the game. Josh was 5 of 12 overall, 5 of 10 beyond the arc, and 2 of 2 from the stripe. Also, 7 rebounds and 2 assists. And then Andy King, the only other Bulldog in double figures. Andy, 4 of 6, all beyond the arc, 3 of 5 from the stripe. And the game winner with 2.8 seconds remaining. Rest of the Bulldog scoring, 7 from Greg Wooten, 5 from Jeffrey Merritt and Kalen Johnson, 3 from John Peterson, and 1 from Drew Windler to round out the scoring. UTSA put 4 players in double figures, led by Jeremy Hills, 19. Devin Gibson added 17, 16 from Stephen Franklin, and 13 from Melvin Johnson III. UTSA shot 42% on the night, 24 of 57. The Bulldogs a tick under that at 40%, 22 of 55. From three-point land, the Dogs at 46%, 18 of 39. UTSA 41%, 9 of 22. And at the free throw line, Samford is 12 of 19, 63%. And UTSA 76%, 16 of 21. Bulldog head coach Jimmy Tillett is on the way. We'll give him a chance to catch his breath. We'll do the same and talk to him next on the Samford Sports Network.
Want to be on the winning team? God wants you to share in his victory. Join the Dawson Family of Faith as we practice His truths and play for His glory. Sunday morning worship kicks off at 8:30, 9:40, and 11 a.m. Bible studies for all ages and life stages meet at 9:40 and 11. To learn more, stop by Dawson's Family Recreation Center or the church office, or you can visit our website at www.dawsonchurch.org.
This Bulldog broadcast is made possible by Regions, proud sponsor of the Samford Sports Network. As a full-service provider of consumer and commercial banking services, you'll find Regions in 16 states across the South, Midwest, and Texas. Learn more at Regions.com or by calling 1-800-REGIONS. This broadcast is also made possible by the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail at Oxmoor Valley. You can find green fees and make tee time reservations online, all at rtjgolf.com.
This broadcast of the Sanford Bulldogs is made possible by the official hotel partners of Sanford Athletics. The Sheraton Birmingham, the preferred hotel of Sanford Athletics. Best Western Carlton Suites. The Birmingham Marriott. Country Inn & Suites Wildwood. Courtyard by Marriott. Drury Hotels. Hampton Inn State Farm Parkway. Hilton Garden Inn Wildwood. Holiday Inn Wildwood. Spring Hill Suites Colonnade. And the Winfrey. Thanks to these Sanford Athletics official hotel sponsors.
Looking for a place to have your next birthday party? Have your parents call Sanford Athletics. Your Bulldog birthday party includes tickets to a game, plus pizza and drinks. You'll get shakers and posters, a birthday or a cookie cake, a special visit from Spike, and your name on the Bulldog big screen. For more info, just have Mom or Dad call 205-726-4344. That's 205-726-4344, or visit sanfordsports.com.
The Russell Athletic Locker Room Report from the Convocation Center on the campus of the University of Texas at San Antonio, where the Bulldogs knock off the Roadrunners 74-73, the final. Our Russell Athletic Locker Room Report continues. Mike Grace and head coach Jimmy Tillett. And, Jimmy, I'm not sure where to begin. We continue to learn more and more about this team you've got, and, boy, they pull one out tonight.
Oh, they did. And I thought the difference in the game for us, particularly in the second half when we got down, was senior leadership. You know, Gabby was dazed. You know, he's been a great leader all year. But I thought Josh, both the Joshes and Andy King, really stepped it up. They were communicating. You know, they were supportive of one another. They made big plays on both sides of the ball. You know, so it was huge. And then obviously the last play we which is a call of ours, but Greg threw the ball where Andy was running and got fouled. And then we defended their last play well. But there was, you know, you're on the road, you're down 13 at one.
I was going to say, you go back to a 13-point deficit,
right.
and a comeback like that has to start on the defensive end.
No question, and we picked it up there. I did tell them just in the locker room that at 10 minutes when we were down 13 that I did tell our managers to make sure that their pizza was put in the freezer. But I said, since we won, we're going to try and warm it back up for you, you know, so at least they can eat warm pizza.
Down the stretch, again, this UTSA program kept battling back. They would not give up.
No.
Swap lead several times late. The three by Josh Davis to tie the game with under 10 seconds to go was probably as athletic a shot as I've ever seen.
Well, I've seen him make some acrobatic shots. I've never seen him drop kick one in, but maybe we can get one of those before the end of the year. You know, and we didn't score the ball well inside. First half, we turned it over too many times, but we made enough threes, obviously. You know, we get 22 baskets on, and we get 18 threes. We scored four twos the whole night, and we had to because we weren't scoring the ball inside well. And their number 21, Gibson, is a really good player. He had a triple-double. We play them again next year, and I'm glad he's a senior.
Yeah, we won't see him again. 2.8 seconds left. You ran that play, as you mentioned, got Andy King to the free throw line, and two chances, missed the first one.
First one looked good. And just, you know,
yeah, but, just rims out,
right.
But then all that pressure is on him the second time, and he strokes it, nothing but net.
Right. We sub John Peterson for Andy and told John to kind of sort of shadow 21 wherever he went.
Yep.
You know, and Greg played on one side of him, John, and I thought they looked at him, and then they just threw the ball sort of wildly down the floor, and Jeffrey was, you know, heads up enough to make the play. So we did a good job of, you know, a lot of crazy things can happen with 2.8 seconds on the clock. You got at least two dribbles if you catch it before you even can just throw up a prayer. So that was good, and hopefully our guys aren't satisfied. You know, Creighton would be a huge challenge, you know, two nights from now, but, you know, I feel like this team is growing, you know, and they've got some bottom to them. You know, that's not to say we've arrived, but this is four times this year in our eight wins. We've come down from double figures in the last minutes of games and want to find a way to win the game. So that says something, that we're doing something right here.
And they've just beaten a team that had won 18 straight non-conference games in this building.
Yeah, and they were 6-2 and just went and beat Houston, a Conference USA team, last week. So it was a good win. And, you know, I'm happy, I'm proud. And, again, we still have a lot of improvement to do. And Creighton will be a huge, huge challenge. But we'll just see if we can get it together and work tomorrow and get ourselves ready, you know, hopefully we can get through Chicago.
Yes.
You know, at least it's not Heathrow, where they've shut that down for 2 days. But hopefully we can get, you know, we got an early flight. I think we got to get up in the fours and get out around 6 o'clock and get there. So tomorrow's another day. We'll see.
Wake-up call will come a little easier thanks to the last 10 seconds of this
you
one.
You got that right.
No
sure.
doubt about it. We'll see you in Omaha. In Omaha, it will be. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Jimmy. You
Bye-bye.
Bet. Jimmy Gillette with us, Bulldog head coach. Dogs win at 74-73. We'll wrap things up and talk to our Bulldogs of the game after this on the Sanford Sports Network.
This broadcast of the Sanford Bulldogs is made possible by Alabama Power, proud to serve as an official corporate sponsor of the Sanford Sports Network, providing electricity to more than 1.4 million customers across the state. You'll find us online at alabamapower.com. And by Coca-Cola, proud to serve as an official corporate sponsor of the Sanford Sports Network, bringing you Dasani Water, Powerade, and the full line of Coca-Cola products. We're here to say, go Bulldogs! Coca-Cola, open happiness.
Broadcast of the Sanford Bulldogs is made possible in part by AT&T. With AT&T's wireless 3G network, you can download sports highlights and get real-time scores and stats. AT&T, your world delivered. More information online at att.com. This broadcast is also supported by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, who says be you. Accepting your stories online at bcbsal.com/bu.
This Sanford Sports broadcast is made possible in part thanks to the support of Lakeshore Ridge Apartment Homes. Located in the Homewood area, close to I-65 and just minutes from the Sanford campus, Lakeshore Ridge Apartment Homes proudly supports Bulldog Athletics. Lakeshore Ridge features 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes, all tucked among the hills of Shades Crest. A proud Sanford neighbor and proud Bulldog supporter. That's Lakeshore Ridge Apartment Homes.
The Russell Athletic Locker Room Report comes to you from the Convocation Center on the campus of the University of Texas at San Antonio, and the Bulldogs have done it again. They come from behind and knock off the Roadrunners tonight, 74-73, our Bulldogs of the game. Josh Davis, Andy King, and let's talk to Josh first of all. It's good to be back in Texas, isn't it?
Very much so. Got to see a lot of my family came to the game, so
yep.
It's always good to be home or close to home.
Let's talk about this game. Down 9 at the half, down 13 early second half. But yet did not die. This team's found a way to do that on a number of occasions this season.
Yeah, you know, we got down 13, and, you know, it became kind of a character issue of, you know, are we going to shut it down? Or are we going to keep playing hard and keep fighting? And, you know, we tried to stay in it and keep it close. And, you know, there's no 13-point shot, so we got to work our way back into it. And that's what we tried to do, getting stops and getting good looks on the other end.
You mentioned getting stops. No comeback is going to start on the offensive end. It's got to start with defense. And you guys came through with that point at one time. I was trying to count it up. The team was down 49-36, and then we tied it at 59. So that's a 23-10 run in there. And, again, you got to do your work on the defensive end to make that happen.
That's right. There's some guys hit some tough shots, and we ended up changing the scout a little bit, putting the star on a couple people, kicking them out of the threes. But we did a better job in the second half, keeping guys off the dribble, and we rebounded well, and that's what got us back in the game.
Let's talk about the last 10 seconds. Josh, you practice that shot from the left wing all the time, right?
With
three guys in your face, and you're falling away from the basket.
Yes.
And yeah.
Yeah, that's a pre-practice shot when you're playing horse or something in your driveway. So, you know, it comes in handy to have that one. But, you know, I shot it hoping, you know, hoping it would go in, and if not, you know, it'd kick long enough, we'd maybe get another one, and then it got close, and I thought it was going to go in, and it did, so, you know, and then those 2 seconds, they had got it in real quick, so we had to turn around and play defense. It wasn't time to celebrate.
And did so by forcing the traveling call, getting the turnover, and then the inbounds play. Andy, talk us through that set play from the sideline.
Yep.
Greg feeds it to you.
Yeah, coach called it from the sideline. I actually wasn't really even open, but Greg just decided to throw it, and he threw it far enough out where I could go and catch it. And then I knew there was 4 seconds left, so I tried to make a little post move and tried to get an up fake to get a foul, and I got fouled, and I missed the first one just to keep everyone on their toes, and then decided I'd hit the next one.
What a way to head home, huh?
Yeah, I can't wait, man.
Omaha tomorrow as Andy heads home, and, boy, that whatever the 4 a.m. wake-up call is going to come a lot easier thanks to what you guys did tonight. Congratulations,
Appreciate
brothers.
It.
We'll see
Thank
you in Omaha.
Thank you.
Right. You bet. Josh Davis, Andy King with us, our Bulldogs of the night as the Dogs come back in dramatic fashion and win it 74-73 over the Roadrunners of UTSA.